morning, I'm Chairman.
Well, let's turn on the microphone. Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton, President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item, and it's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update. We have three action items besides perhaps other business. Let's take them in the order that they're presented on the agenda. So first action item is consider agreement between Ada County and Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center and the Idaho State Department of Juvenile Corrections for fiscal year 2025.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good.
So the first one is the agreement with Ada and the state. This one is for emergency purposes. So for some reason, we can't house our kids over there because of an emergency. We can either go to Ada County or the state. We've had this contract going for many years. We've never had to use it, but it's really good to have in place.
Yes.
And Chairman, that's a reciprocal agreement with no cost, either when Ada needs us or we need them.
We do have to send our people over there, so we'll have to go to those areas wherever we decide.
Yeah. Thank you. Chairman, I'm in favor.
Yes, I'm definitely in favor. Commissioner Brooks?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agreements between Ada County and Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center and the Idaho State Department of Juvenile Corrections for fiscal 2025 is presented.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Sounds good. All right. That was quick. Second action item is consider Jim County Juvenile Detention Housing Agreement.
So this is Jim County. It's one of the housing agreements that we have from year to year. And the only change that we've had is the price. We're going from $220 to $235. We only have one more contract that needs to come through, and I think it's coming this next Tuesday. So we're getting close.
Yeah. We're getting close.
I'm in favor, Chairman.
All right. And legal, you reviewed all of these. Yeah, I forgot that question earlier. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the agreement with Jim County Juvenile Detention Housing.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. And the third item is action item, consider architecture and engineering professional services contract with RBA Architects LLC. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this is the contract for the design of the jail facilities, the detention facilities the county is contemplating. Legal's reviewed it and has approved it. I'll let Director Britton describe the rest of the project.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. Yeah, this is following up on some conversations that we've had and pushing forward with RBA for design of a conceptual drawings that they've had in the past. And bringing these up to date to the current statutes and codes and regulations from our county, from the county or the city. Again, this is a big step forward in a phase one process for a jail here. Again, this has been vetted through RBA. He has reached out to all his engineers, and I do want to kind of state in here, his percentage on this contract is 8.5%. And on that 8.5%, it kind of depends where this contract or where this facility comes in at. So I just want to make sure the board is aware of that percent on here. It has increased a little bit from previous drawings and stuff that he has done for this county. But I can stand for any questions if you guys have anything on this.
Okay.
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
I don't have any. Thank you, Rick, for agreeing to operate as the owner's rep on this project. I know that you're heavily involved with that, and I think we're in good hands.
And I want to kind of state on here too, commissioners, that this will be kind of a CMGC kind of a contract. The construction manager has been very successful on our past projects that we have done. So kind of looking at doing that same thing on this facility moving forward. So there's different contracts, kind of, you can go design bid build, it's kind of a different, just layout. Just want to let you know, this is a layout contract for CMGC.
Chairman, I do have one other question on the timeline. So the delays, if there's delays on his part, he's responsible. If there's delays on our part, then it's negotiated differently. But do we haven't gotten to the timelines on the project yet, just because we're not at that phase.
Yeah, Mr. Commissioner Van Beek. Yeah, we don't have really timelines. I'm hoping we can get these plans finalized and designed and back to us within couple months, I'm hoping. I'm going to follow up today and just ask you. I know they're already working on this and moving forward, but again, I'm not for sure. A lot of it stands on when the engineers can get everything back to Rick.
Yeah.
And then once we get the final, then we just need to finalize it. If this goes to our county planning and zoning, or if this is a city planning and zoning. So that's something I need to work through as well right now.
Thank you.
I guess we should charge legal with that, make a determination for us and come back with an opinion on who's zoning. My assumption is county, but I would rather have other legal minds look at it and come back with an opinion. So I think this is a very critical step for this board and this county to be refreshing this and seeing if this is viable or not, seeing what the current costs are and what the possible options in the future might be. Without this kind of data, this board would be unable to make quantitative decisions. It'd just be one other person's opinion against another person's opinion compared to what this will be able to give us raw data to be able to make factual decisions off of.
Mr. Chair, I just want to note for the record that because this is an update of plans that were already made, the Idaho law allows us to not have to go out for a procurement or an RFQ on this.
Very important point.
I just want to put that on the record that's the process here was an update by the architect of the plans, and so there wasn't a formal bidding or qualification process for this aspect of the project.
Thank you. That's critically important to say on the record. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. All right. So we have before us this. Is there other discussion?
No, I'm in favor, Chairman.
I'm really in support of this, doing this at this step. It's vital.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the Architecture and Engineering Professional Services Contract with RBA Architects, LLC.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thanks for your work, Rick, and we are eagerly looking forward to some of this information coming back in. So,
just want to do a shout out to legal. They were a big help.
Thank you. Thanks, legal, for your input behind the scenes. All right. Is there other items that we need to deal with? Legal, is there any need for executive session?
Chairman?
Yes.
I wanted an update or had a question about opioid and would like to ask a question in executive session.
Okay. All right.
Chairman, I'm not sure what provision applies under executive session, but just legal advice on it.
Yeah, right. And I think part of that would be protected, just records exempt. And where we're in a preliminary yet to determine what some of those funds can be spent for. But I'll leave that up to the legal counsel. You're the ones that really make the determination on qualification.
Probably F.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 7-4-206-1 subsection F to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So let's recess into executive session, please.